Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Doom. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Today is Monday, April 8th. Time is 21:03. And you guys are waking up listening to this on your way to work on a lovely Tuesday morning. It's official. We have survived the solar eclipse that everybody was freaking out about. I didn't see anything in the news about rising water levels or anything like that. I didn't see anything about any kind of more crazy earthquakes or large scale anything going wrong. No big crazy natural disasters. In fact, where I was at, the eclipse wasn't even that good. I kind of want my money back. I was expecting more and got way less than what I thought I was going to get. I honestly thought something horrible was going to happen. I didn't want to put it out there in the universe. So I wanted to kind of keep my mouth shut and just, you know, let the cards fall where they may. But I was really concerned with another possible, like, Heaven's Gate situation. You know, the whole mass suicide cult. There's an eclipse. It's time to all drink the Kool-Aid type thing like they did with Heaven's Gate when the comet came through and they're like, hey, we're all going to drink this Kool-Aid and catch a ride on this comet back to the home planet. So that's what I thought was, I was really concerned with something like that happening more than our phones exploding with radiation and killing us instantly, right? So anyway, moving on from that, I hope everybody had a good eclipse day. I hope that everybody got to go out and see it and enjoy it. I used one of my auto darkening welding lenses to look at it, and I got a really good view of what was going on. We were not in 100% totality where I was at, though, so unfortunately, I didn't get the full effects that everybody else got with all the darkness, this, that, the other. It just looked like we had heavy overcast, because we did also have some overcast. But the coolest part of the day with the solar eclipse for me was at one point, we had some cloud cover coming over, and it made it to the point where it was very visible with regular sunglasses that I didn't have to use the welding lens, okay? And for whatever reason, looking through it with the glasses, with the cloud cover, it was like so much more intense, like, holy crap, I'm here for type moment. Anyway, so got done with, work, came home, got some really crazy stuff happened at work today, but I don't want to mix work with this podcast. So, but good crazy, not bad crazy. So it was a good day at work. I got home to my wife trying to wrangle a goat while there's a concrete contractor here on my property as I have approximately 30 minutes to leave the house and get to a meeting I had to go to. So I am just now, after 9 p.m., had dinner, sitting down to record the show, haven't even showered yet. But it was like, boom, 4 a.m. up, boom, to work all day, boom, home, help the wife catch a goat, not even out of my work clothes yet, meet this, you know, with this contractor. It's already here waiting for me when I got home to potentially do some concrete work on the property, and then off to a meeting where I spent about an hour and a half at, back home, ate dinner, and then boom, here with you guys, here with you lovely people. And the world is still spinning, regardless of the solar eclipse. I wanted to bring something up to you guys. We now have Reaper Apparel Co. as an affiliate for Doom Daily Show. Okay, so you guys know from my other show, I rep Reaper Apparel. This is going to be totally separate rep of them for Doom Daily, and I got a little bit of a story that goes with this. So if you guys don't know, I've interviewed the owner of the apparel company before. His name's Dan. He's an awesome guy. We have been wearing Reaper Apparel clothes for well over a year now, and I wear them out in public quite frequently. And it's, you always see people stop and look at you while you have this on. And I mean, the kids like it, the wife likes it, I like it. We wear the Reaper stuff all the time. If you see any of my videos on social media, you see that I actually wear this stuff quite frequently. But I was out the other day, and my new favorite Reaper Apparel shirt I have, I was wearing that shirt. And I was at Harbor Freight buying that toolbox when they had the 15% off sale. And I was wearing that shirt. And one of the guys there said, hey, dude, that's a really awesome shirt. And I was like, thanks, man. That's so cool. That is the first compliment from a stranger I've gotten about the Reaper apparel clothes. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when you really think about it, how often are you out walking through a store and someone says, hey, dude, I like your shirt, or hey, dude, I like that jacket, or hey, man, that's a cool hat. That's very, very rare as it is. But this made me feel really nice. And I almost wanted to be like, hey, man, you know, utilize my code, blah, blah. But I didn't. I was like, thanks, dude. That's cool. I like their clothes. And then I walked off. But if you, too, want some Reaper apparel gear, I have a discount code for you guys. Gets you 10% off. All you got to do is go to ReaperApparelCo.com. That's ReaperApparelCo.com. And utilize my code DOOMDAILY. And DOOMDAILY is going to get you 10% off of Reaper apparel gear. So once again, the code is DOOMDAILY at ReaperApparelCo.com. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to get into tonight is the student loan stuff. If you guys have not seen this being circulated around the media, Biden wants to now go after the student loans again and try to knock them out and do, you know, forgiveness for all or whatever he's scheming or whatever he's up to. I don't even want to read into what he's saying because he's got so much bullshit. And we'll talk about that right after this.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
So for some reason, everybody on the left, and you guys know that I'm neither left nor right, I fall in this weird politically centered, you know, weird area, gray area in the middle of the right and the left. And it's always the left's promise of we're going to reduce student loans, free health care for all. We're going to give away free shit. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And with this comes what, guys? Inflation, higher taxes, more money coming out of your pocket to make all these things happen. We've seen this time and time again. The government can't budget money for shit. It's horrible. We shouldn't be letting the government control anything financially, right? We shouldn't be doing it. Like, there is an extent to what I feel the government should be in control over. And your personal finances should not be one of them. Period. At all. End of story. There is no more. But let's tear into this Biden student loan bullshit, shall we? So this guy blew a lot of smoke up everybody's ass beforehand when he said he wanted to do this student loan repayment and student loan debt relief and, you know, all this other stuff. And the man did make some headway in certain areas with it. Okay, he did, right? Like, let's not pretend that he's done nothing, because he did make some headway in certain areas of this. Some people did qualify for relief and got it. I wasn't one of those people. Now, again, it's election season, he's campaigning, and he's gonna try to do this again because he knows it's popular amongst people that are broke, and even more popular right now because the economy's so fucked up and so many people are broke. So why the hell wouldn't you vote for somebody that's saying that they're gonna give you one less expense per month? Like, you can't afford not to vote for him, right? You feel me on this? It's like, you're being put in a corner. This is like some gangster racketeering shit where it's like, I'm going to give you two choices. Choice one, you come over here, you vote for me. Choice two, you stay over there in that corner and you stay poor. That's it. Do you understand? And that's pretty much what's happening here, okay? Now, I am on both sides of the fence when it comes to paying off these student loans. I don't think it's fair for people that got out of school and worked their asses off in order to pay back their student loan debt. I also don't think it's fair for somebody to have their student loans paid that, you know, went halfway through school, flunked out, and now they got this debt hanging over their head and they're like, I don't know what to do. No. You should have got your education. First off, that should have been part of that. I also feel bad for the people that spent a lot of money on education and their jobs have since expired. Like, you went to school to be a lineman and now we don't use landlines anymore. Things like that. Maybe you went to school for another job that just flat out doesn't exist anymore, right? Maybe you went to school for frack engineering and then they fracked you out of that fracking job, right? Maybe that's what you did. And now you're sitting there with this debt hanging over your head and those jobs are not available to you anymore. That sucks for these guys. I feel like their shit should be paid for, right? Like, sorry, we steered the country in a different direction to where this job no longer applies to anybody anymore. Let's go ahead and relieve your debt. I like that idea. I can get on board with that. I cannot get on board with the people that go to school for something absolutely asinine that shouldn't even be considered a real degree. They get it, realize, hey, there's no jobs in this. And then they end up struggling being, you know, it working at a Home Depot or working at a Walmart or working at a Starbucks or working fast food because that job doesn't exist and they can't afford to take on more debt. I don't feel bad for you if you bought into the hype and you couldn't do enough for your own research and you got stuck in something you shouldn't have been getting involved with anyway. Prime example, guys, go on Indeed.com right now. Go on, Google Jobs, things like that, and look up what some of these failed careers, if there's even jobs available and what they're paying, right? Like, it doesn't make sense to me, man. And the country is a direct problem with this because the country really manipulates what jobs are out there and what's going on and how these jobs are. Shit, I used to work in the gas industry, like the fracking industry. I used to build fracking units for the fracking industry. It's a fracked up job. And whenever they started imposing all these new rules and regulations, guess what? There's nobody that's fracking around anymore. It's all fracking done. Now they're fracked, okay? Same goes before that. A lot of my jobs in the welding industry focused around coal, moving coal up and down the river. And I don't live in the area anymore where I once did. So I don't know if those jobs exist anymore or not. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. But what I do know is a lot of my jobs I had in the welding industry, which is a hands-on trade industry, were all focused around the fossil fuel industry, okay? I got the shaft on my student loans. And I'll tell you what, it's, guys, I understand that this money has to come from somewhere. And I understand that schools cost money to operate. And I understand that teachers won't work for free. You have to understand that there is a line here. In certain circumstances, it is okay to have student loan debt wiped out for some, but not all. And it should depend on one first and foremost factor. Did you graduate? Did you make the money worth it? That should be number one. Number two should be, did you pick a degree that was in, you know, had an influx at the time and we really needed people in this country? And then boom, we advertised it too much. We told you guys a bunch of bullshit and false lies and we manipulated you into going to these schools thinking that jobs would be available and now they're not. Did we do that to you? Did we manipulate you into going to school for no reason? Because if we did, then we should cover these debts, right? But if you're somebody that said, hey, I'm going to go to school for political science because that seems like that could be a cool job and I'm liking what I'm seeing on TV and blah, blah, blah. And you go to school for that and you're like, there's really no jobs for that. What did I do? I mean, I know you're like, Jester, well, that's kind of counterproductive what you're saying, because on one hand, you're saying this manipulation's okay, but this manipulation's not okay. And there is a difference. The one is because it's a real world application that you could see. You could talk to Jimmy, Johnny, and Darren, and they're all welders and making good money. How many people do you know that are political scientists or, you know, have jobs in political science? There's lots of people that have jobs in the political arena. There are tons of jobs in the political arena. I'm just using that one particular thing as an example. Botany's another one, okay, where everybody wanted to go and become a botanist and was like, for what? Why? Our government doesn't want to use anything natural. They want everything to go to big pharma. Who's studying plants anymore? Who's doing this? There are some, but not many. And there's not a lot of jobs out there in that field. I have a friend, he's married to a botanist, and she's struggled to find jobs for a long time. And they've moved around the country pretty frequently to do it, while he's the one that's welding and paying a majority of the bills, from my understanding. I'm not saying he's paying all the bills, but I think he's the one mainly keeping it afloat. Enough about that. Right after these messages, we're going to get into how we could start fixing this problem. Joey, I hope you're listening.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
Okay. Producer Scooter, we're back. So, here is my proposed solution to fix this whole student loan issue, to cut the head off the snake so it's not a continuous problem in the future. First and foremost, number one, is I think what we really need to be doing, if the government wants to do anything constructive, you need to impose some harsher regulations on these fucking schools, okay? That is number one. You got to make sure they're not ballooning these damn tuitions like they are. It should not cost you a year's salary to go to school to gain that job. That is bullshit, all right? It's absolute crap. Tuition needs to be way cheaper for things. And I understand these institutions have to make money. And I understand teachers got to get paid. And I understand you got to keep the lights on. I get all that. I understand it. I know it. But a lot of these students that are going to these schools are getting financially fucked. And the thing about it is, and you have some people out there that propose this weird argument of, well, Jester, you know what it does? It makes it kind of limited access to where not everybody can get in because not everybody can get the loans. Not everybody could afford it. This, that, the other. Bullshit. If that field was that in demand, you would have tons and tons of schools popping up all over the place, maybe accredited, maybe not accredited, teaching these skills. Because guess what? You really do not fucking need to be accredited to give somebody a certificate of completion. You don't need to be. So I could open up a little welding shop tomorrow on my property and have students come through and say, hey, I'm teaching an 80-hour welding class. Well, what does that entail? You come out here and I kind of teach you the basics and you get a certificate of completion. And that's it. I show you how to turn the machine on. I show you how to run a few beads. I show you how to use a cut torch in about 2 weeks. I feel that you'd be ready to go to a job and say, hey, I'm not brand new to this, but I haven't went to school for it, but I know how to do some things. You know, I'm trying to, you know, further my knowledge. And I could teach that kid in 2 weeks enough to make him more valuable to an employer than somebody he just yanked off the street. And I could charge that kid, because it's just me and him working one-on-one, I could charge him a few hundred bucks to accomplish this versus the tens of thousands of dollars he would pay for very similar information for it to be drug out for a fucking year. And when he still gets on that damn job site, that employer is not going to be happy with what he learned in school, and he's going to want to mold him into what he wants him to be. He's going to want him to unbreak all the habits that he learned in the shitty welding school that he went to, and he's going to want him to weld the way that company has trained them to weld. Welding school should be nothing more of, we teach you about the equipment, we teach you how to use the equipment, your employer will have you weld how they want you to weld. Up north, they wanted us to weld from the bottom up. When I went to the south, they wanted us to weld from the top down. It's all different. Every employer is different. So it doesn't matter what skills you possess. They all look at this a little bit differently. And that's okay. Not everything is meant to be the same. Anyway, the way we fix this is we impose these regulations. We keep the tuition market flattened out. We don't let schools take monopolies over certain courses and certain things. We don't let things be solely exclusive to just the people that can afford it. And remember when they were doing all that minority scholarship and all this other crazy shit that they were doing? And I mean, it's still going on. But remember when they were doing that to kind of pack these schools in to make it seem more exclusive? Like, oh, sorry, you didn't get in. Why didn't I get in? Oh, we were full, or you didn't meet qualifications, or this or that, or whatever. Trade schools, they're happy to take your money. They're going to fucking rape you, and they're going to give you loans you can't afford, but they're happy to take it. Joe, you want to do something, start regulating these schools better. Put a cap on education costs. Tell a school that, hey, if you want to train somebody to be a welder, it can't cost more than $5,000. We can't do that. Now, if you want to have it to be a situation where they come in, maybe they do a brief combination welding course over, say, 6 months, and they learn a little bit of everything, and then they want to come back and do specifically a TIG course for an extra $2,000, that's on them. But the craziest thing is nobody's really regulating the banks. You're taking kids out of fucking high school and families that are not well off, and you're taking these kids and you're indebting them. They have zero credit, and you're throwing tens of thousands of dollars at these kids, putting them in debt potentially for the rest of their lives, giving them interest rates that are through the roof. This is what you're doing to the citizens you're building this country on their backs, and you're just killing them from right out the gate. Why are we not regulating this? Why are we not doing more? We'll be right back after these messages.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
So, to get back into this a little bit, and I don't want to spend too much time much more on this, but that's what has to happen. Somebody's got to come in and start running these schools correctly, start putting a cap on these things, and then the second part is somebody needs to be up the bank's ass. Student loans need to come with an expiration date, because if this guy's struggling at 40 years old for loans he took out in his 20s, he's probably never going to be well off enough to pay him, and you're just keeping this guy fucking down, right? Somebody needs to put a cap on the interest rate. Somebody needs to actually go buy these kids' credit scores. And then the other thing you need to do is you need to incentivize companies to bring back apprenticeships, because you know how much cheaper it is to give an employee on-the-job fucking training? And do you know how much more money that employee that's getting the on-the-job training could spend once he's trained up versus being in debt with student loans? Fucking kidding me. And why is nobody waking up to this? Why is everybody so asleep to this problem? That's what I'm not understanding. Why are we doing this? One reason I could tell you I think we're doing this is so they can incentivize people joining the military. The military is not what it once was, okay? And one of the incentives for going to the military was the GI Bill. And the GI Bill allowed you to go to school basically for free for a lot of different things. The GI Bill would cover a lot of expenses. And that was one of your incentives to go into the military. But the problem is that no one's wanting to go into the military anymore for what the military is becoming now. It's good. They're doing great with this shit. They're running this country directly into the ground, and everybody's just turning a blind eye to it. Nobody seems to give a shit. So I want to get into this kind of flip side to this, and you know why this country is headed in the direction that it's in. Guys, I work a full-time job, a part-time job, and I volunteer, and we have animals, and I homestead, and I have kids, and I'm married, and we have businesses, and I do 3 fucking podcasts, and I have all these irons in the fire, but somehow I make it work. I don't miss work. I don't go in late. I don't call out. I don't leave early. I'm at work every fucking day. I'm scheduled to be there, okay? And my part-time job, every day I'm scheduled to be there, I'm there, and then I show up for volunteer shit as well, okay? And I do this show. I'm doing all this. Where the fuck is the American drive, guys? Where did it go? Why does no one have it anymore? What the fuck truly went on? When did this nation become so, oh, you owe me, and oh, so bitchified? When did this happen? I feel like I missed the memo where someone said, hey, dude, your generation's supposed to start getting lazy and slow and not do shit anymore. And you know what the fucked up thing is? A lot of these people, when you're like, dude, why don't you show up for work? Well, it's just my generation. Like, that's your excuse? Everybody your age sucks, so you might as well suck too? Are you fucking kidding me? That's your excuse. Everybody sucks, so I guess I will too. And then you sit there, you wonder why you don't get more hours at work, you wonder why you're not getting raises. It's because you suck. It's because it sucks to suck. And we gotta stop sucking. We have to bring more to the table. We have to work harder. We have to be more committed. We have to do this. And you know why we have to do this? We have to do this because other countries' citizens are doing this. Because China is doing this. Taiwan is doing this. Japan is doing this. Russians are doing this. Everybody, Mexico's doing this. And they're now coming over here and they're going to make all you idiots who are lazy be on the fucking streets, because they will take the jobs that you don't want. When someone looks at you and says, you're lazy, we're getting rid of you. Like, where are you going to find somebody? Oh, there's new hires coming across the border right now. We'll find one. They're on their way. They'll be here tomorrow. We'll find one. And then when you're sitting there like, man, I wish I had money for a new car. I wish I could pay the rent. I wish I could afford my cell phone bill. Well, dude, you should have worked harder. You should have did your job better. It sucks to fucking suck. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because this nation is on the precipice of completely failing and being taken over. And I know everybody's like, well, we're the biggest superpower in the world, and we have the best. No. We did. At one time, we did. Not so much anymore. You better hope that the baby boom veterans still got some fight left in them. You better hope these Gen X veterans got some fight left in them. And the handful of good millennial veterans, because it's not all of them, it's a handful of them, because I see a lot of these millennial veterans fucked up and can't function for shit and complain about everything and can barely wipe their own asses. I look at them and I'm like, dude, you know, what are you doing? But I digress. If we don't locate our balls and start putting a better influence out there, guys, this nation is fucked. We will be having to learn Chinese, Japanese, Russian. We will. We are becoming so soft. And I'm not saying anybody do this, but just think about the shit that you put up with. Think about the taxes we all pay and how bad we get fucked at the gas pump. And no one's got the balls. And it's like me, I won't spend money. If I see something's overpriced, I don't need that. No, I don't. Let me find a cheaper option, or let me not pay retail price. Or you know what? Gas is extremely high. I'll wait till it goes down, and I just won't do as much driving this week. I'll wait till it drops a couple cents, right? Like, I'm only going to go back and forth to work, and I'm going to incorporate store runs with that so I can use less gas so I'm not pumping more finances into this system, right? Oh, milk's up? I guess we're not buying that brand of milk. I guess we're going to buy the store brand. Because it's cheaper. You get what I'm saying? This is what the only way to get a response out of these corporations, out of anybody anymore, is to simply defund them. If you don't spend money on their products, they're like, shit, we fucked up. And they might work on making a change. And that's what we need to do. You're pissed off with USPS and how shitty they are with your mail sometimes? Don't fucking use them. Request different shipping. Pay for UPS. If you don't want the standard free ground shipping through USPS, right? If you see a product on eBay and it says it's shipped USPS, don't buy that product on eBay. Don't do it. Hit these people in the pocket, right? That's it. And it's not just these local taxes and things like this. It's also the insurance companies, which we're going to get into the scam of insurance on tomorrow's episode. We're going to get into that. I hope everybody has a lovely day today at work. Remember, nobody died in the solar eclipse. So don't believe everything that you're seeing on the internet, because the shit is wild. Once again, the email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Scooter, I love you, babe. I'm out of here.
Back at you, big boy.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.